It is and people of Anglo in the Volta region are today celebrating their annual Hogbechuchu, the festival which marks the exodus of the people from Notse in the present-day Republic of Togo, has not been celebrated for more than a decade now because of the death of the then Awumefia, Togbe Adelaja, and the ensuing disputes over his successor. The chieftaincy dispute in the area seemed to have been settled with the installation of a retired police commissioner, Patrick Agbogba, as the new Awumefia and the stool named Togbe Sri. President Mills is leading a high-powered government delegation to the Hogbe Park in Angloka, where the festival is taking place. We're joined on the line by our correspondent, Sedeya. Welcome, Sedeya.
Thank you very much, Sally.
Sed, after more than 10 years of celebrating Hogbe, can you tell us the general feeling of the people?
Thank you very much, Sally. The general feeling of the people is that of excitement, because they've been waiting for today for 13 solid years. And I can tell you, among the people, it's a certain liberation after leaving Woche in Togo. And the Deba ground over here is packed with capacity, with the members of the diplomatic corps, chiefs and people of Anglo, people from all walks of life, MPs, government appointees, ministers of state. They are all here, you know, for today's event. Sally.
I believe you've spoken to some of them. What does this actually mean to them?
Yes, as I said earlier on, today is also a certain, you know, freedom for the people after migrating from Goche in the Volta region and in Togo to settle at their present abode. It's a celebration that they've been waiting for, you know, at the cost of the chieftaincy dispute. The situation, the festival has been suspended for 13 years. And I'm happy to tell you that I have with me a legal practitioner, Chris Afume, and he joined other people to ensure that, you know, the right person was installed as Togbe Sri. I want to find out from him how he's feeling today.
I'm feeling very great, so excited, very, very excited. Happiness beyond description. Would you say today's celebration is being regarded by you and your people as a celebration?
Surely. I mean, after coming all the way from Mangoche and the Kokoli Road, I think today's celebration also marks a very important landscape in the history of Anglong. It is a day that we have woken ourselves up from the shackles of the fondacy and inactivity, and according to where we are today, getting united, working very strong in unity, and moving forward, and in the right direction. Why did you choose the theme reconciliation, peace, unity, and development, the way forward? Definitely, for the past 13 years, we know very well that it's not been very easy for the people of Bangalore. There have been these chieftaincy disputes which are rocked and destabilize the Anglo Kingdom. And we have put that behind us now. And definitely the parties to the field, it's not every one of them who feels happy. That's the more reason why it is necessary for us to have this unification process and the unification process on top of the ceremony, so that we can all forget about the past, forget about the differences, forget about our differences, and move together in unity.
Yes. They might have been deprived in a way because of 13 years of inactivity. What do they stand to gain from this?
Yes, I want to find out from you that this is what our long area have been deprived of a lot of development. How do you intend to mobilize the people to see the rebuilding of the area?
Yes, the mobilization has already started. It is very difficult to do anything meaningful when there's a very big battle. And especially when that battle is in the area of the chief services. You know, it is the chief who mobilizes, who governs the people into a very strong force in order to, you know, take care of issues like development, infrastructure, and the rest of in the area. Now that we have our chief, the person of Togbe Sri III, I believe that people have started, you know, giving out ideas, suggestions to the chief, and moving in all, taking the necessary steps to see
or in the process to identify the areas in which the animal kingdom is lacking behind, so that we take the necessary steps to address them.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kisakume, a legal practitioner and someone who joined others to fight against the wrongful instrument of Dunu Agboada. Sally, I can tell you that President Mills has gone around to extend pleasantries with the chiefs and people here and are taking his seat, and very soon the program will get underway.
All right, Seth, we'll come back to you later.
Okay.
Thank you so much. That was our correspondent, Seth Eya, on the Hogbe Chuchu Festival.